thank you that we are healed. We are healed. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every part of a body that's not working. And I command you in Jesus' name, be healed.
On today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, join us for a special teaching from Healing School. Don't miss Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they lead a special time of confession and prayer for your total restoration.
Father, we do worship you today. We look to you, Jesus, as our healer. We look to you, Father, as the greater one that's in our midst that does the work, the Holy Spirit of God. So we know that there's not any situation too hard for you. We know that there's no case where it's too late. They've come too late. That just doesn't happen. As long as you've got breath, it's not too late. And the Lord is present to heal where you are. And so, Lord, we give you praise. Jesus, you yourself already have borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And so we recognize that, Lord, today. We're going to read it with our own eyes out of the Bible. And we receive our healing and the words of healing by faith. We receive them. We believe them. We take them into our eyes and our ears. And we let that word come into our heart and produce faith to receive healing and miracles. Lord, we're going to act on your word right now. Do you believe what the word says?
Yes.
They're believing. We're believing. We're acting on the word right now, Father. And we thank you. Thank you for looking on our hearts, our bodies. Thank you that we're restored. And Lord, we just want you to know right now, our faith is in you. Our faith is in your word. Jesus is our healer. And it doesn't matter, Lord, how serious one person's situation might be more serious than the other. One might be incurable. One might be fixed with medicine. But everything is fixed in here today because we're taking you, Lord. We're receiving you. And to you, it's just as easy for a headache to be healed as it is for someone who can't move anything but their eyeballs. I'm telling you, Lord, we're looking to you. We're expecting. We're receiving. By his stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, say, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. If I was healed,
I am healed.
And I call myself healed. In Jesus' name, Father, I receive my healing.
Name.
I command my body to be healed. Now you speak to whatever's in your body that needs to be straightened out. Now just say it. Everybody say it now what your deal is. Call it healed. Call it fixed. Rebuke every symptom in Jesus' name. Rebuke the name of whatever it is you have. And if you don't know what it is, just say, I'm healed of every sickness and every disease. Father, we thank you that we are healed. We are healed. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every part of a body that's not working. And I command you in Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, we take our healing. We take it. Myself am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I have energy. I have strength. I am healed. I'm pain free. Glory to God. I'm disease free. Say good things about yourself now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
When we were going through, Gloria was leading us by revelation of the Spirit, I heard this. I know it was true in my life, but then I heard it just dramatically.
Praise God.
See, Jesus wants you healed worse than you
yes,
want to
he
be
does.
Healed.
That's the truth.
His compassion is just overwhelming in his desire for you to have what he went to the cross
That's
for you
right.
to get.
That's right.
Now, I heard this. Have the people repent for causing things not to be right in their bodies.
Yeah.
Well, immediately I knew what he was talking about. Gloria talked today about unforgiveness, and that causes malfunction in your body. But that's not the only thing. The Lord may have been dealing with you about something as simple like you ought to be drinking more water.
That's true.
Your body was created to drink water. It wasn't made to create all these water substitutes, drink all these water substitutes.
That's right.
And you just refused to do it. Did you know cancer can be the result of somebody that is so horribly acidic? Cancer can't survive in an alkaline environment. It has to have an acidic environment to exist. And that is a, but you don't, cancer is not contagious. It is self-induced.
That's true.
So what happens? When you repent, in 1 John it said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, once he moves like that, all of that junk behind you, he'll open the way for healing to come right on into your body. When you repent and say, Lord, I'm going to start doing whatever it
yes,
is he's
Lord,
leading you to doing. I'm going to start drinking water.
I am
going to forgive. I'm going to walk in
Jesus.
This. I'm going to eat proper foods. I'm
yes,
going to get some
Lord,
exercise.
Yes,
I'm going to get sleep at
I'm
night. I was created to rest 52 days a year. One day out of seven, you're
Glory.
Supposed to give rest to your body. And the Lord got on me, said, you don't rest 52 days in 5 years. Well, I had to repent, even though I was spending my time working for him. That's no excuse.
No, you still have to.
I was working for him, but part of my job for him should have been to rest. Huh? So, I thought I was working for him all the time. I'm working against him. Because I was going crosswise of that day of rest every week. And I said, I'm going to start resting. I'm going to start sleeping. If I had to go to sleep by faith. And that's what I had to learn how to do. And so I had to repent. I had to start doing things, certain things that my body required. I knew better. I just didn't want to do it. Well, that's rebellious and it's pride. That's enough not only to make you sick, but keep you from receiving your healing. So all he said to me today was, repent. Repent of that. Lord, whatever I've been doing that's causing my body not to be healthy, causing my mind not to be healthy, I repent and I receive. I repent and I receive. I say it, I repent and I receive. Now there's a flood of the healing
Praise
power
God.
Of God
we
right
receive
there.
It.
I
we
repent and I receive.
Receive
I repent and I receive.
Praise God. I repent and I receive.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Now,
bless you, Lord.
I went through all of that. But my goodness, what a better thing it would have been. I could have saved myself all that pain. I could have saved myself all that time of having to take hold of my faith and just battle my way back into good health. I could have saved myself a lot of problems if I'd just done what I knew to do back there 25 years ago and started being obedient to God. But Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes. I begin to walk in repentance. Praise God. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, it's good to be well.
Yes.
It's good to be strong.
Hallelujah.
It's good not to be carrying around that 40, 50 pounds of overweight on me. Praise the Lord. Say, Brother Copeland, how'd you get it off? Well, I'll tell you the first step. You get before the Lord and you repent. Get before the Lord, and he'll begin to talk to you, and he'll take you to his word, and he'll begin to show you how all of these things come together.
Yeah.
Quit paying attention to TV commercials about how to lose weight, how to get rid of high blood pressure, and
how to pull a truck with putty. You can't believe that.
Huh?
That commercial where you can pull a truck with this putty, you know, you put this putty on it. You can believe this.
I'll tell you something else you can't believe. It's not your fault you're fat. All you have to do is take these pills. Until you come to the truth, it is my fault, and I have to repent and do something about it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just get honest with yourself. Get honest with God, and he'll get in there, and he'll get your health back for you, and you can walk in good health and good healing, and then you go help somebody else get them healed too. Praise God.
Amen.
That's just the way it works. Praise
God.
It isn't your fault. Yes, it is. And I had to look at my ugly self in the mirror and say, it's you, buddy. It's you. You can't blame this stuff on anybody else. I don't care how they mistreated you. They didn't eat this stuff for you. Did you know you can't sin for somebody else? You sin for your own gratification. Well, I didn't get on.
Oh, that's good stuff.
But that's right where we are right now in this service. We came right up that place where he said, settle that thing. And he said, I'll show them later what they need to do. But just repent and receive.
And be listening. Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God. Repent and receive. I repent, Lord. Praise God.
Yes,
I put myself in this place. I make the quality decision.
Mm.
These things with your help are changing in my life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
I repent
you,
and
you.
I receive.
You know, the Lord's been on me about drinking water. And with water, you have to, it's not like you get thirsty. But people that drink like a dozen Cokes a day or something, they don't even have to think about it. They get reminded of it. If it's something that's unhealthy or something with sugar in it, you just naturally think about it.
Well,
but with water, you just have to do it out of obedience.
Yeah, Lord began to deal with us about this, I spent some quality time praying about it. I said, why is it that I could go drink gallons of this junk, and I sit down here and drink a glass and a half water, and I have to force it down? He said, did you notice in my word that water is a type of the Holy Ghost? Oh.
I never thought of that.
I said, oh, Jesus. Yeah, it is. He said, water is not addictive. Said, my spirit's not addictive. He's not going to press and push himself on you. He's not going to force you to want him. He's not going to force you to pray in the Spirit. He's not going to push you and force you to do these things. He'll remind you. He's there for you. But you have to invite him, because he is the perfect gentleman. Water is a type of him. You have to make the decision, but I'll tell you, when you make the decision, there's a whole lot of pains and sickness and disease that are brought about and caused by dehydration and it just ain't going to get it drinking all this junk when you ought to be doing things
right.
Like this. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And it, well, there was a lot of things that the Lord was trying to get through to me because of little stupid disobediences of, through the line. I knew better, and I heard people say better. I just didn't want to hear it. Well, hear it anyway.
I guess that's like the difference in watching television or spending time in the Word. You don't have to work at it to watch television. I mean, it's just something you're going to just gravitate to. Yeah. But if you're going to spend time in the Word, you have to make a decision. I'm going to do this. I'm going to separate some time for the Word of God. And I guess that's the same thing as water or junk.
You know what the definition of the word amusement is? No thought and no effort.
That's the answer right there.
Those things are amusing. But when you get into the Word of God, you're not dealing with entertainment.
Yeah.
Dealing with power. And when you're dealing with power, you need to pay attention.
That's right.
Because there's certain things in His Word that if you're not going to pay attention to it, He's not going to let you advance in it very far. How could God turn His unlimited power volume up on your words when you're in the habit of screaming and hollering at your car, at other people? You get mad in traffic, and if your horn was a cannon, you'd blow somebody off of the highway with it. How would you feel sometimes somebody pulled over in front of you and you're screaming and hollering, going on like that, and you pull up there beside them, and it was me. Oh, hi, Betty Copeland! Well, hi, Betty Copeland. It's too late. But see, God's not going to let you walk in that kind of power when you're in the habit of misusing your voice. Amen.
Praise God. I've released the power of God. You had your agreement, and people are receiving. Some are already healed.
Oh, you know what the Lord said to me the other night? You got to get this. After Brother Keith delivered that awesome message on the power of the word be and what's behind it. It sounds simple in English, but the Hebrew language, particularly Hebrew, and then the Greek language also, is so powerful. It is so powerful. And then the Lord reminded me the way he ends a prayer declaration and prayer receiving is amen, which means so be it.
Agreement.
Now, we have to flip that around in English. So be it. It actually says, so it be.
Oh, good. I like that.
Isn't that, I mean, that's the way we're supposed to end our petition of heaven. That's the way we're supposed to end our state. So be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Say it. I believe.
I receive.
I repent and I receive.
I
am healed according to the word.
I am healed according to the word.
So
be
healed.
We receive it. So
hallelujah.
Be it.
So be it.
I am healed. I am healed. Say it. I am healed.
I'm healed.
I had a lot of childhood illnesses, earaches, ear infections, from the time I was about 3 months till the time I was about 16. My right ear was the one that was affected the most, and the ear infections just damaged the eardrum so bad where I just didn't have any hearing at all. I work at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and for a while it didn't really affect my job until I started working in the TV truck, and it made it very hard for me to hear the service going on. The director. I was actually in the truck working at West Coast on Saturday morning healing school both Kenneth and Gloria Copeland were on stage, and I don't remember which one said it, but they called out,
"There is a concentrated move of God in ears all over this building. The healing of ears, the returning of hearing, all kinds of ear damage, eardrum damage, inner ear damage.
But I heard that and I said, well, I can receive that here in the truck, and just that is all I said, and I just went on typing. Nothing happened, nothing changed until that night, the Saturday evening service. And not long after that, I noticed that it got really loud, the music got really loud, and I thought, oh, that's kind of strange, and went on with typing. And then I realized it was getting louder, and I needed to actually lower the speaker on the right side of, you know, the truck. And I kind of, my first thought was, oh, that's great. Last night of the meeting, the speaker decides to finally work right. And I lowered it, and I had to lower it again, and lower it again. And then I started hearing our director talk to us, and I could not hear him before. Muffled sounds I can kind of hear, but I was hearing him actually do camera calls. And that was when I noticed that something had changed. I didn't tell my roommate anything. I just put my iPod in, and I was able to hear out of my ear with my iPod. I wouldn't even put the speaker in my right ear because it wasn't any good. It didn't do me any good. So I was able to hear out of the iPod, and I lay down on my left side, and I just started talking to her, and she was talking to me, and I heard every word she said loud and clear. And then I started crying, and she asked me what was wrong, and I told her what had happened, and she got all excited. So I made a point to answer the phone with my right ear, and I would keep talking on it, and it would get louder. And I got back to the office, and I actually moved my phone to the right side so I can answer it with my right, you know, with the right side. And it has gotten progressively better over the last month and a half. No matter who you are or what you're doing at the time you hear the message, you can receive your healing. I was in the truck working. I was there focused on my job. And you can, you know, be on the internet, you can be driving down your car, and you can still receive your healing. And even not even on that day, but months and months and years later.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word. Length of days and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland, Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to Healing Scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Just think, Jen received her healing while she was working the West Coast Believers Convention in the TV truck. She was focused on her job, but she received it. She believed she received it. When the word came, the Lord gave Ken a word of knowledge about ears. She believed she received it. She took it, and it was manifest. Not at that moment, but it was manifest. And that's what you've got to remember. Once you believe you receive, you don't let go of it. You can receive your healing wherever you are, in the meeting, listening on the internet, when you're just reading your Bible by yourself, anytime you'll let your faith go to God for your healing, and it's good to base it on a scripture. That's where faith comes from. The Lord is faithful to heal. I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray for your ears, your eyes, your whole body. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person, wherever that person is in the whole world right now. You're there. Your healing anointing is there. You are there with your spirit moving in that on that person's behalf. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke sickness, disease. I rebuke weakness in your ears, in your eyes. I command your ears, your eyes, your body parts, your heart, your arms, legs, every part of you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I rebuke sickness and disease off of you in the name of Jesus. I command your eyes to see. I command your ears to hear. Glory to God. Now you receive it. You believe you receive that message based on the scriptures that you've heard today on the broadcast. And you, if you got anything in your life that's not pleasing to God, well, you don't have to keep it another moment. You just repent of it, put it behind you, and go for the gold. The Lord's will is for you to be healed. Do whatever He tells you to do. If you're in a wheelchair and He tells you to get up, get up. If He tells you to run around the building, run up and down the stairs, do what you couldn't do before, then you begin to do it, and God's power will manifest in your life. That's called acting on the Word of God. Faith acts on the Word of God. We want you to send our testimony so we can talk about you on the broadcast. We have a gift for you. It's my book called And Jesus Healed Them All. Over and over in the Scripture, it tells us it's God's will for all to be healed. It's God's will for you to be healed. He's no respecter of persons. This is a free book. We want to send it to you. And you let us know and you write us, we'll send it to you absolutely free. We want to invite you to come to healing schools. In every meeting, convention we have on Saturday morning, we have healing school. And God always comes. People are always healed. We want you to come and receive whatever you need from God. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Remember to request your free copy of And Jesus Healed Them All by Gloria Copeland, now available online at kcm.org or when you call toll-free 888-326-0011. One book per household, please. How much can you grow in 3 days? What about an entire week? Get rooted in the Word of God and engage your faith at these life-transforming meetings in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center.
It's really like a breath of fresh air.
Just charges us up for the year to come.
I just can't stay away from it.
Head on down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.